Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 148 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. Very special episode today. Final day of 2021, and I'm joined by probably one of my favorite guests. Actually, you are my favorite guest this far. My 8-year-old son, Harry Four. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. First podcast. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, since it's the last day of the year, what has been your favorite thing we have done this year?
I think all of us going to the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
And having that fun golfing.
We have. We've actually been to the Gold Coast probably 5 or 6 times, because usually we travel to Bali and Thailand and America and all these places, but this year, because we haven't been able to, we're going to the Gold Coast quite a bit, and it's been pretty cool, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What was your favourite thing to do down the Gold Coast?
Golfing and bowling.
Golfing and bowling. It was pretty fun, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what of other things that we've done this year? We had baby Mia. Mia came in April. What do you think of being a big brother to a little baby sister?
So much fun.
So much fun. What's your favourite thing that Mia does at the moment?
I think her standing up.
She has started standing up, hasn't she?
By herself without holding anything.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And now she's crawling and saying words, and she's nearly 9 months old in a few days.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, hey? She'll be one before we know it.
Yeah.
And what about buying a new house and moving into a new house? Have you liked our new house?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favourite thing about the house?
I think having a pool.
A pool. It's pretty good having a pool in there, especially when it's nice and hot where we live, and
yeah,
you can go out there. And Harry got a surfboard for Christmas, so one of his favourite things with the pool is to get a big run up and try and jump on the surfboard and try and ride it the whole way.
Yeah.
Who's got the record at the moment?
Tanner,
baby brother.
No one can beat it.
No, he can't, because he got all the way to the end, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, somebody can if they make it on the concrete without falling
well,
in.
Well, that is very true.
Because it's like 1 inch far.
Yep, definitely. And what have you been doing at the shed? You tell everyone what you've been doing with Daddy here?
Sometimes I've been coming here, practicing my skating, and also helping Dad with some orders.
It's been pretty cool. So Haichi and Tani, and they are really good helpers. So obviously we've got a warehouse. It's 250 square meters. It is all concrete slabs, so the boys love bringing their scooters and skateboards here, but they're such amazing helpers. And they, you know, Harry was just packing all the trial boxes in and organizing the tubs and packing some orders, getting t-shirts, and it's really good, you know, from a parenting point of view, to just watch your kids just want to be involved in everything that we're doing, whether it's with work or fun or, you know, everything else that goes with it. So what do you think of having the gym at home?
Every day sometimes Every 3 days I go down there and try to do a pull-up. I can't do it yet, but Tanner knows how to.
Yeah, Tanner is pretty good. Tanner's really light, so he's got a really skinny frame, and he's been doing them probably ever since Tulum in Mexico. He sort of started him, and he's just got that frame and that muscle tone, whereas Heiji, we're getting there. We're starting to use a few of the bands, and we're starting to, give him a bit of a helping hand. And I reckon you'll get there. I reckon you'll get there in the next couple of months and be able to do one and then build upon that. And what are the other exercises that you like doing at home?
I like doing ninja training.
Actually, you do a lot of ninja training. What other stuff do you like?
I like doing star jumps.
You like doing star jumps? They're your favourite warm-up, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you're pretty good at push-ups as well, actually. You'll be probably got one of the best techniques in push-ups I've ever seen. So, and what else is Heichi? So next year, or tomorrow is the next year, what do you hope to do in 2022?
I hope that I can go golfing.
Golfing, yep. So we're going to... Daddy's off to America on Sunday, so I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. So that's going to be out for a little bit, but lucky we got room at home that you and Tanner can go do some golfing out the backyard and use the flag and get some practice in. So when Daddy gets home, we can have a competition, we can do a trophy. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And we're going to try, with the borders now opening up, we're going to actually try and get the family over to America in March or April, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yep. And we're going to go. And what's your favourite thing to do in America?
I forgot. I haven't been there for so long.
Yeah, what about Legoland? That was one of your favourite things.
Oh, yeah, that's my favourite thing.
Yeah, Legoland. So when we went over to America, kids were... It was two and a half years ago now because of the whole pandemic stuff, but Legoland was probably our highlight, wasn't it? And cruising around the RV and just going to...
Oh, yeah, that was my favourite. The RV.
Yeah, so we had a big RV. It was like a 30-footer and had like three separate beds and toilet and shower and kitchen, and we got to explore every day and go on cool places, and that was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Tons of times we went to the woods, and like we saw like tons of deer and stuff. Sometimes
Yossi Mite,
we went
National
to
Park.
The beach, National Park.
It's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And where, what about the Grand Canyon? Remember the Grand Canyon where you looked in there and it was massive?
I loved
that. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
And seeing all the cactuses.
Yep. It's such a cool place, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get back over there. So, guys, I just want to say thank you for a massive year. You've allowed our family to create a business where we get to hang out with our kids all the time, and we get to do some really cool stuff and be involved with their upbringing. We do homeschool now, don't we?
Yeah.
Yep. And what do you think of homeschool compared to normal school?
Better.
Why is it better?
Because you get to stay with your mum and dad, and it's not as long.
Yep, it's pretty cool. So we've found homeschool works really well for our lifestyle. We still follow a curriculum, so we still follow a Queensland government curriculum through a private business, but it's pretty good. We find it's only about 2 hours a day, and we can get miles ahead of where other students are at because we can really dedicate that one-on-one time. And we're seeing the learning, especially in grade two this year, going into grade three next year.
Yeah.
And it's only early days, and if Harry ever wants to go back to school, then he can at any time, but at the moment it works for him and it works for us, and everyone's happy, aren't we? Yep. So guys, last podcast for the year, I just want to say a massive thank you for all your support, a massive thank you for all your kind words, all your reviews, referrals, and all your helpings of others within the community, because if it wasn't for the community that we've been able to build, and the support that you guys are able to give yourself, then the Fit Dad lifestyle wouldn't be what it is today, and we wouldn't be able to continue doing what we're doing and trying educate, inspire, motivate, and really give back to you guys around the world. So guys, have the most amazing New Year's Eve. If you're listening to this in 2022, I hope you're already crushing your goals and you're already starting to, you know, move forward with your health and wellness and, you know, continuing to be that leader and example for your children. So anything else you want to add, Heichi, to all the dads and their kids listening out there?
So I'm not sure, but I really want to go back to America at like when the borders open.
Yep, definitely. So maybe for all our American listeners, we could have a meet and greet and we could do a Fit Dad workout over in America for all our American listeners. What do you reckon?
Yeah. And then we can have a little run in the canyons.
Yeah, we can have a play with all the kids afterwards, can't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks a lot, guys. A little bit of a different episode with my number one star, Heichi. And we'll see you next year for the return of the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. See ya.
See ya.